Hey, welcome to Let's Stop There. We have 1 hour to read The Civil War, an interactive history adventure by Matt Doden. In honor of the big bitch Robert E. Lee getting yanked off his pedestal in our hometown of Richmond, Virginia, we've decided to take a trip back in time and fight the Civil War ourselves. Hey, welcome to the Amazon. Oops, nope, that's not right.
Oh, wow, leave it in.
Yowzers.
Hey, now.
Leave it in.
Can I get a yowzers right off the bat?
Yeah, shit.
Me.
Hey, welcome to Let's Stop There. I'm Austin Hanna.
Damn, your tone changed in everything.
Wow.
I never realized the tone that you had when you had opened up Amazon Book Club was like nice and like jovial. And the new tone for Let's Stop There is more like
stern,
assertive.
Yeah. Well, okay. That's right. I want you to feel like I'm in charge in the beginning.
You're in good hands. Now.
Yeah. This is a real production. This isn't bullshit. Hey, welcome to Let's Stop There. I'm Austin Hanna.
Hi, I'm Ganesh Sarma.
Hey, I'm your host, Shane Burklow.
Fuck. No. All right. You know what? You are the executive producer now, so I guess you do make
just a normal producer.
No. He's associate. No. Oh, and I'm nothing. That's what it is. Shane's producer, and I'm the PA.
I'm really close to senior producer, though.
Yeah, they're just stringing you along.
A couple like, more years.
Another year cold. Under your belt.
I put the promotion in with HR where they just got to approve it. All right. Just hang on for another year and we'll see what happens.
You both will receive an incremental raise starting January 1st of next year.
Wow. An increment.
Great. 3%.
3% of my zero gets me another zero. Per year. Thank you to our benevolent boss.
What do you want? Like an edible arrangement or something?
Yeah. What do you think about an edible arrangement, but it's like edibles, like marijuana? That's a business idea, huh?
Yeah.
Take that to the Shark Tank. Take that off air. I'll do this on my own time since I'm getting jack shit here and I'm treated like dirt. I'm not save my good ideas for private. Boy, this one's starting off too loose, perhaps. What do we do?
We're reading. That's because you fucked it up.
I did. I fucked it all up. It's all on me. This is why I don't get paid the big bucks. Boku bucks. Like Burklow and Sarma.
It's Buku.
Whatever. That's why I'm an idiot. I'm stupid. Put a dunce cap on me. I don't deserve it. This week, we're reading a book called The Civil War, an interactive history adventure. You choose history by Matt Doden.
There's only one choice here. Right, not the South.
Yeah, is that the first page? It's like, do you want to fight for the Confederates or the Union? I'm gonna go Union for sure. This is in honor of today in our hometown, our sweet dear hometown of Richmond, Virginia. They yanked down that little piece of shit bitch Robert E. Lee off his pedestal, and they melted him down and turned him into a big bronze toilet.
Chopped that thing right in half.
They did. That's kind of seemed. I don't want to defend Robert E. Lee's monument, but that seemed unnecessary.
That was great. Are you kidding?
Cut him in half right in front of everybody. all the liberals who were at least like, well, maybe we could put it in a museum. They're just like, no.
Fuck that.
Fuck this. We're cutting it in half. You'll never see this again.
They cut him at the navel too. Pretty brutal.
They should just put the horse back up there.
Well, I love a good horse. There's more guys on that street for them to start mowing down.
There's only one left. And actually, in the Monument Avenue, the only one left is Arthur Ashe.
Oh, did they already take the other ones down?
Oh, yeah. Stonewall's gone. Jeb Stuart's gone.
They should just do a whole row of Arthur Ashe statues.
Yeah, they should. All Arthur Ashe at different ages. I could see that. The only one left in Richmond that is still a Confederate is A.P. Hill. And that one's weird because his body is inside of it. Which is kind of fucked up that guy's body's just sitting in the middle of traffic for 150 years. But That's next.
They got to give Richmond's biggest celebrity his own statue.
You talking about the host of Let's Stop There? I see three empty pedestals on Monument Avenue.
No, I'm saying Warren Beatty.
Oh, okay. He's a famous Richmonder. I was thinking us, right down Monument Avenue, and then Arthur Ashe at the very end.
He did Dick Tracy, so it's pretty cool.
He did, yeah. We love Warren Beatty on this podcast. Let it be known. Okay, anyway, in honor of Robert E. Lee's statue being turned into a gigantic porta potty for everybody in Richmond to take a huge dump in, we're going to read this book about the Civil War.
Honestly, that would be a great spot for public bathrooms.
Yeah. They cut his body in half, so it's like hollow, right? It's like empty. They should just upturn Robert E. Lee, put his head in the dirt, and you can shit right down to the torso.
Once you fill it, some guy has to drain it, I guess.
Make a wish, yeah. That's when the flaggers come out and dig it out with their Confederate flags. All right. Enough of that business. Yeah, this is the Civil War, okay? Mm-hmm. And if I do have an option, I'm picking Union. We'll see. Did we pre-screen this to make sure that we're not Confederates?
It's a book for kids ages 8 to 11, so I mean...
Yeah, but what state was it published in?
This is the same guy who wrote the Choose Your Own Adventure Oregon Trail that we read and the Titanic one that we read. It's probably pretty... I did not screen it at all, is what I'm saying, but it's a kid's book, so...
Wait, we did the Titanic?
Yeah, and we died.
And we did the Oregon Trail?
Yeah, and we died.
Mm-hmm. We died at this point. Maybe we'll die in this one, too.
Do I need to read the synopsis? I guess I should.
What's the synopsis of Civil War? Well, in the year 1858.
Brother against brother.
They really sell you a load of shit about the Civil War when you're a kid, especially in Virginia, where we grew up, where it's just like a wholesome war of brothers with equal ideas fighting. It's like, yeah, one of these brothers is a slave owner. He should be strung up and sent to hell. The other brother's cool. He lives in New York.
Well, New York wasn't off the hook at this time. Like the draft riots, pretty fucked up.
Nobody was off the hook. Everybody back then was just a massive piece of shit for the most part.
Well, yeah, they were dumb.
It is funny that growing up in Virginia, you do get the perspective of like, they really try to make you feel like it wasn't that bad.
There was a whole section in sixth grade about the like wonders of plantations.
Yeah.
It's like, no. What?
I think we might have had different school systems. I think there's probably a line where they don't teach that shit.
Yeah, the
Mason Dixon, buddy, and you were below it.
I did have to do like the Virginia reel. In elementary
everybody school. In Virginia is taught Virginia history only for like a long time. And then they're like, all right, let's open up the rest of the country.
It's a whole separate class from like even just normal history. It's like you got Virginia.
Is that how
history?
Other states are? Virginia is a particularly historical state. Do the people in like Wyoming get Wyoming history?
There's no
like
history.
That's like a 2-week course.
There's a native Wyoming. There's a native history. They're not teaching that.
Buddy, they aren't teaching that to us. That's not part of the curriculum. The native history that we learned is corn is called maize, and they wore moccasins, and they all got along and had a big Thanksgiving dinner. And then in return, we handed them a smallpox blanket, and that was the end.
I remember I had this teacher when I was in elementary school. He got up and aired his grievances on the film Pocahontas.
What were his grievances? The movie does suck. If you've seen it recently.
He did not even tackle like the fucked up retelling of that story at all, or that she was like a little kid or anything. All his whole complaint was that there are no cliffs that big to jump off of in the state of Virginia.
That is fucking true, though. I mean, I agree that there's way worse stuff in that movie, but it is an insult to anybody familiar with the Virginia landscape to think that there would be massive cliffs like that. Another similar movie with a problem like that is the movie Deep Impact, starring Elijah Wood. It takes place in Virginia. The whole climax is in Virginia Beach, and they climb up a mountain at the end. It's like, where do you think you are? Anyway, yeah, I had a beef with that too. It's like, I was like, this doesn't look like the Virginia I know.
Best Virginia action scene? Would it be that Mission Impossible?
Best Virginia action scene.
Oh, Mission dear. Impossible 3 chase? That car chase across that massive bridge.
I haven't seen Mission Impossible 3. It takes place in Virginia.
That bridge that goes across the Chesapeake.
Oh, no, you know, I do know that long bridge, but I haven't seen it, and I'll have to watch it now. I have to watch every movie that takes place in Virginia. up until now, the best Virginia action scene was every scene of the movie Lincoln with Daniel Day-Lewis.
A lot of our friends are in the background in that movie.
I almost was in it. They were like looking for...
You definitely could have been.
They literally put out a call for like mid-20s white guys with beards and no tattoos. And I was like, perfect. But I was too lazy to go. And then all of our friends went, and it turns out they just spent the whole night like laying down in a freezing river. I was like, that guy dodged a bullet.
Well, Dre is out. There's a shot of him walking on the dock. Like, yeah. It lingers on him. Spielberg kept his lens on our friend Dre.
Yeah. There are a lot of... I do recognize a lot of people in that movie, which is funny.
It's crazy. If our listeners want to go back and watch Lincoln...
If you go back and watch Lincoln, not only will you see the 1860s Civil War, but you'll also see a glimpse into like 2008 Richmond, Virginia hipsters who had some free time. bunch of bicycle kids who chugged a bunch of PBRs and then headed down to the Spielberg set to lay in the mud.
Didn't Daniel Day-Lewis live in Churchill, like with no electricity while filming that?
Yeah, he was in Richmond doing his like thing where he pretends to be the person he was like acting like Abraham Lincoln in Richmond.
Yeah.
Which like, honestly, pretty cool to accidentally see that. I saw Joseph Gordon-Levitt out and about during that time, just alone at a restaurant.
I was walking down the street at night and this guy came up to me and needed directions. So I gave it to him and it turns out he was an actor. He played like the brother in Eastbound and Down.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
But
was he in Lincoln?
Yeah, he's in Lincoln.
Damn. I wish I could, it would be cool to be in an Oscar winning movie. I wish I had done that in retrospect. But also I don't care. Whatever. I can just tell people I was in it. I look like all of them. I'd be like, yeah, that was me. Well, okay. What's happening? Are we reading this book? We really got off on it. This is our most Virginia centric episode ever. We almost never talk about it.
It's 1863 and the Civil War has torn apart the United States. For 2 years, the Confederacy and the Union have battled over slavery and states' rights. Will you fight for the Union at the Battle of Gettysburg?
Oh, for real, we do get to pick.
Serve with Stonewall Jackson as Confederate soldier at the Battle of Chancellorsville.
I want to be a Confederate, and I want to choose to poop and pee in my pants and cry on the battlefield. Can I do that?
Do you try to survive the siege of Vicksburg, Mississippi as a civilian?
That actually sounds kind of fun, except the civilians of Vicksburg, Mississippi, I don't know what side they fall on.
I have a feeling that was might have been part of like Sherman's march before it was known to be Sherman's march through Georgia.
Can we be Sherman? I want to lay waste to the South. Is that possible?
Well, let's see. Gettysburg was like super deadly, right?
Yeah, but that was a big dub for the North.
All right, let's do it. Let's get that easy go there. In.
I want to go in there, get that easy W and dab on these fucking dying Confederates on their graves. So let's do that. Let's do Gettysburg and we'll be Union soldiers. And I guess if we have time later, maybe we could try the Vicksburg thing. I mean, I outright refuse to be a Confederate unless, again, I can choose to surrender and give up all my secrets.
I think that's the battle where Stonewall Jackson gets shot by his own guys. Maybe you're the guy in this book. That you see a stranger approaching at night. Do you shoot?
You shot Stonewall Jackson. My God. Well, I'll be. It's the only good thing the Confederates ever did.
He was coming back from the potty, right?
Yeah.
Like
taking a
woods.
Huge dump. Mm-hmm.
Too bad. Oh, well.
Damn, that means he died with shit in his ass.
Shit this on guy, his butt.
You know this dude wasn't wiping thoroughly out there in the Virginia woods.
How could you? There's no
how could you
days or toilet paper
days are a dream even to me in the 21st century, let alone this man. Yeah, no, he died soiled and embarrassed.
He probably stank.
Stank anyway. All these people stunk. That's a low bar for the Civil War. None of these guys smell great.
Yeah, they for sure stunk,
but he stunk extra because he just took a dump. Okay, we're on one tonight. All right, do we want to?
Yeah.
Oh my God, we're 20 minutes into this thing. I'm getting lost in the sauce. Let's jump. All right, let's do the first page of the Civil War, an interactive history adventure, please. Wait, before we do, when was this published? I just want to know what.
1864.
The first choose your own adventure ever. I just want to know.
2016.
Okay, so it should be relatively like on the level. Okay, let's jump. We'll be right back. Okay, here we go. We are jumping in to the Civil War. Yes, that Civil War, the big one. And we are fighting for the Union Army at Gettysburg. Is that right, Ganesh?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, any minute you can just get started.
There's like a whole long history of it at the beginning. Do you want me to skip that?
Yeah. Just
cut right to the good stuff.
Yeah, let's just get to the blood and guts, baby.
We said easy W, okay? Easy,
yeah, just take me to the part where I'm doing Fortnite dances on a stack of Confederate bodies.
Okay, this is called 3 Days in Gettysburg.
Okay.
It is July 1st, 1863. Night has fallen over the countryside. You've been marching for days in the Maryland and Pennsylvania heat.
Damn.
So you're grateful for the cooler night air.
July 1st, it's going to be hot as fuck, man. I can't walk 6 blocks in July. These guys are marching across Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
In uniform?
Like full heavy cotton uniforms and probably boots.
Are people just passing out and dying? I imagine that's got to be a big source of death. Just too hot.
They didn't have Gatorade, lemon lime.
No, they just had whiskey.
That'll keep you going.
So you're grateful for the cooler night air. Your tattered Union Army uniform is soaked in sweat and covered in dirt.
Mm. But it doesn't smell too good. Oof. Be you.
You're a private serving under Colonel Joshua Chamberlain in the Union Army of the Potomac. Your regiment, the 20th Maine Infantry, is marching to a little town called Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. There, the main armies of the Union and the Confederacy have met to battle. The fighting began early this morning. As your regiment comes around a bend in the road, you're ordered to stop. You're several miles from Gettysburg. You see a few large wooded ridges and hills that dot the flat landscape.
That's it?
Asks George, your closest friend.
Seems like a strange place to fight a battle that may decide the war.
You nod, too tired to talk.
Whatever, George.
They got a Hardee's. So don't fret, George.
You've heard this will be a big battle. General George Meade, the new Union commander, will make his stand against Confederate General Robert E. Lee.
Hey, boo.
Failure to drive back the rebels could leave the U.S. Capitol, Washington, D.C., at risk of being captured. The next afternoon, July 2nd, the heavy fighting begins. Your regiment is placed at the far end of the Union line. You're defending a wooded hill called Little Round Top.
Oh,
far end sounds good. Put me in the back. I'm a
damn. That was my screen name.
Little Round Top.
Little Round Top.
Damn.
On account of my beach ball head.
is that little Round Top back there? Yes.
Damn son, when are you gonna grow into that head? Never.
And then they'll call me Big Round Top. Yeah, if I was there on the line with these guys, yeah. I'd be like, can you just put me towards the back?
I want the back like corner. Well, I don't want to know if I want to be in a corner, because then if you get ambushed from that side, then now that's the front. So
it's
maybe
not like it's not roped off. You can just go through the woods and run away.
That's what I would do 100%. And then what would they do?
I'd play dead. I'd find some blood. I'd put it like right here.
You'd be the first guy. Just everybody's marching and you just lay down.
He died. get some ketchup packets. It's like took it from the mess hall.
You're right. The mess hall at Gettysburg had a bunch of Hunt's ketchup packets.
What else can dip your fries in?
Relish.
No, you don't have to worry about all of that. What you do is 6 months before this, you go to the doctor and have him write a note that says you have a weak heart. Okay.
That's true.
You carry that in your pocket. And then when it's time for the big battle, you run off and you fall down and you just leave the note open on top of yourself.
That's a good idea. And honestly, back then you don't even need specific diagnoses like that. You could just have a doctor say that this man has a coward's constitution. This man's yellow bellied and he's scared.
Could die of fear.
If found dead, return to mama.
You and the other soldiers take cover behind boulders and trees. Colonel Chamberlain walks along the line of troops. He looks over the men as he strokes his long mustache.
Oh, okay, good.
Whoa, getting pretty familiar there, Chief.
Damn, Colonel. Gonna buy me dinner after?
The rebels will attack the hill soon. The high ground will give us the advantage. We cannot fall back. If we fail, the rebels will circle round behind and attack our lines from both sides. This is it, men. Soon, you hear a high-pitched wailing called the Rebel Yell.
Shit, here it comes. It's a B-52 bomber.
The Confederates are attacking. An officer runs toward you. I need reinforcements on the left flank. He shouts at you, George, and several nearby soldiers. The officer points to a spot about 50 feet down the line.
Well, I'll go, sir.
George replies. George! You hear one of the officers say once the officer is out of earshot, you're putting yourself right in the line of fire. George shrugs and slings his rifle over his shoulder.
I came here to fight. You coming with me or not?
Do we want to stay where we're at, or are we going with George on the flank?
A flank sounds better than head on. Yeah, that's just me.
That's true. I will say, on account of my coward's constitution, I do feel like I generally don't want conflict, but I am jonesing to just kill a ton of these dudes. So I think we should, let's go with George and flank him.
You think these are going to be some easy Ks while they're...
Yeah, these are noobs for sure. This is going to be
To not see a flank coming.
Yeah, this is going to be a GG no re situation real quick. Yeah, let's take. We're going with George, right? He's flanking. George is flanking. All right, let's flank it with George.
Okay, I'm with you. You answer. You and George walk to the end of the Union line. As you take your place, waves of gray and brown Confederate uniforms pour out of the woods.
The brown is the poop in their pants. Just FYI.
You take aim and fire. A rebel soldier falls to the ground screaming.
Oh,
damn, smoked him.
God.
Can I get a sound effect, like a coin in a video game? Like it just racked up a point.
Or like Unreal Tournament. Like,
yes, please. Yeah, every time we get kills, let's
running riot.
Rampage.
Let's get them. All right, we took one down.
While you reload, several Confederates charge at you and George. As they take aim, you pull George to the ground. An enemy shot whizzes overhead right where you had just been standing.
Damn, my hat popped off and spun around in the air above my head and then landed back on my head.
But all your licorice from your hat fell out.
Whoa.
Oh, shit.
My stash. From your knees, you take aim again. You see a Confederate soldier out in the open, but he's on the ground holding his leg. Farther back, you see a rebel officer urging his men on in the attack. It will be a tough shot to hit him from such a distance, but he seems like the bigger threat. Are we going to shoot the dude on the ground holding his leg? Or are we going to shoot the officer in the distance?
This is for kids. Damn. This is a kid book for kids.
This is for fourth graders. Are you going to shoot the man who's mortally wounded or the guy who's in charge of the man who's mortally wounded? Is there an option that says we could line up both? One bullet, two victims. I mean, I guess my opinion is I want the big fish, dude. I want to take out the commander, but also easy kill on the guy on the ground. I mean, that's numbers. You're racking up numbers right there.
You got it all wrong, buddy.
Hmm?
You're thinking of it like one or the other. All I'm thinking of is a DK double kill.
I wish we could do a double. Is a double kill an option, Ganesh?
It's not an option. I cannot flip to a page.
There's no option that says double kill. There's no option that says massacre, mayhem, running riot. There's nothing that says like you're on fire. Okay. Who are we going for, Shane? I'm going to take out the officer because I want to hit him where it hurts.
Yeah, let's do it. And,
And then plus once that guy's down.
No scopes, even?
Can we 360 no scope this dude? And also, once he's down, the dude with the bad leg is still going to be there. We can get another easy pop off on him, too.
That's what I'm saying. So, that's the DK.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I feel it. All right, yeah, we're going to take out the big kahuna.
All right.
You take aim at the officer and gently squeeze the trigger. The officer jumps as the shot whizzes by. You missed.
Fuck. Damn it.
You missed, but it doesn't matter. Within moments, the rebels are retreating.
Yeah, fuck you.
Can we chase them? Chase them into the woods.
You and George join in the cheering as the regiment celebrates the victory.
We did it! You shout. No, that was just the first attack. They'll be back soon.
George answers. Sure enough, the rebels attack again and again. Soon,
You're out of ammunition. So is George and most of the regiment.
Bayonet!
Shouts Colonel Chamberlain.
Oh, hell yeah. We're about to get some close quarters stabs in.
You take the long, sharp blade and secure it to the front of your rifle. The regiment stands and rushes down to meet the Confederates. So they're surprised by the move, given the Union soldiers an advantage. Before you have a chance to get in on the action, the rebels are in full retreat. This time,
these fucking losers keep running.
With sunset quickly approaching, there's real cause for celebration. You've held the line. Not far from you, a Confederate soldier is stumbling away in retreat. He's limping badly.
Oh, yeah. Pick him off.
And you know you can catch him. You run at the fleeing soldier. He sees you coming and raises the rifle in your direction. To try to take the soldier prisoner, that's an option. We can try to take the soldier prisoner, or we can let him go.
What the fuck? Well, this is an easy one. I'm taking this dude prisoner. I'm not letting him go. Right?
Yeah, this... He's our turkey now.
I feel no compassion for this man.
I gotta take him back home and baste him.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Get this guy in the stocks so I can throw eggs at his head.
He's bluffing, you think, hoping he's out of ammunition as well. You take a few more steps and watch as he slowly lowers his rifle. You are right. You raise your bayonet and shout for the soldier to surrender. He holds up his empty hands and allows you to take him. Come with me, you say gruffly. You march the man back behind the Union line, turning him over to a sergeant. Maybe the man will have information about the rebel plans. And if not, at least he won't be able to attack again. He'll be sent to a prison camp to wait out the rest of the war.
Or he'll be treated very kindly and with great care, I'm sure.
Good work, Private. Colonel Chamberlain tells you, putting his hand on your shoulder. You should feel proud of what you've done today.
I do. I killed.
And caught.
I got a taste for blood, and now I'm insatiable.
The Union forces regroup as night falls. Your regiment is reassigned to defend Big Round Top.
That little sucker. Here it comes.
Everybody get around Big Round Top.
Hey, guys.
We spend the night huddled against a boulder on the hill. Early the next morning, your regiment builds a stone wall for protection.
Hey.
Now, you stay behind the wall most of the day. The heavy fighting is about a mile to your north. That afternoon, Lee orders a charge at the very heart of the Union line at a place called Cemetery Ridge. It's a last desperate attack. The Union army is ready. Cannons boom as the brave Confederate soldiers try to cross an open field. The attack is doomed, and soon the Confederates are driven back.
I can't believe they charged, George said when it's over. General Lee should have fallen back and regrouped. Is the war over?
Wow. Backseat driver.
Jeez, what side is he on?
Can the rebels recover from this defeat?
Little Monday morning QB from George.
It's far from over, George answers, but we hurt them badly here. They'll keep fighting.
So will we, you say, as you look down at the smoldering battlefield. The bodies of soldiers from both sides are scattered everywhere. It's a Union victory, but a costly one. The war will go on. You just hope to live to see the end of it. The end.
Damn. What the fuck? How long is this book?
Nice and quick.
There's three options and they're all four pages.
Three options are all four pages and they're all resounding successes. Well, damn. Looks like we're cut out for war, boys.
Wow.
I think maybe I'll sign up for the next one, whenever that is.
We probably just got, earned a plot of land in Kansas or something.
Hell yeah. Just so we can oppress others out there after we win this one. Okay, well, hey, good job, guys. We did it. Do we want to do another one? Or I'm afraid we're going to have so much time that we'll be forced to be Confederates. All right, we're going to jump ahead and we're going to come back and we're going to be a citizen trying to survive the siege of Vicksburg. We're back in a big way. We just won Gettysburg. We sniped a couple dudes out in the field, captured one and sent him to the Florence Supermax prison. And now it's time for us to roleplay as a citizen in Vicksburg, Mississippi, attempting to survive a siege. Ganesh, let's take it from the top, if you please.
From the top. from the top, from the top.
That's the beginning. That's another other word for beginning of the story.
Yes.
Yes.
You guys ever been down to, Vicksburg?
Never been to Mississippi in my whole damn life, and God willing, I never will. Have you?
No.
You're not a sippy boy?
I've never been to Sippy.
Never been, to Mississippi?
Been to Alabama.
You've been to Alabama?
Yeah.
Me too.
For why?
To go to the beach.
Space camp.
Now that's a great reason to go to Alabama. I forgot you went to space camp. Man, you were a little... That's every kid's dream.
What'd you do?
I did it all, dude. I did the little role play thing with Mission Control. I was in the... I pulled G's in the little simulator thing.
Damn, did you puke?
No.
Shit.
I was going to have a heart attack, though.
Damn, little boy. Little Round Top had a heart attack in the G puller at base camp. Well, I'm glad you made it out alive. I always wanted to go to space camp.
Were they like expecting you to come work for NASA and you just never did?
Yeah. All right. We got this 13-year-old on file. He'll be back.
Well, they said we left. When you turn 18, give us a call. Never did.
Damn. He's like,
hey, it's not too late.
Man, that's cool though. Why did you go? You just went to the beach, Shane? Just that's it?
Yeah.
Just like, we're going to go to the beach. We're going to go to Alabama. There's beaches all up and down the East Coast.
But there's you guys like, some family there.
Oh, I see. All right. All right. This man's got local ties to Alabama. Maybe a red flag, but we'll leave it at that. that's fine. My dad grew up in Alabama.
I've got the ties.
My ties are nasty, my friend.
Well, the beaches are nice, I gotta say. The Gulf of Mexico.
That's what I've heard. I've heard it is nice down on the Gulf Coast, right? Beautiful.
It's not too bad.
You sample the local flavor, some gumbo, perhaps, some jambalaya.
No, I just kind of hung out at the lagoon near the crab baskets.
Are those bars?
Huh?
I said, are those bars?
The lagoon and the crab baskets? No, those are...
That's just... it is what you think.
It is what it is. Tools of the trade, my friend.
Actually, you know what? I think I'm back on that trip. You know what I got the day before we went down there? A laser pointer.
Oh, dude, I bet you were wreaking havoc on the shores of Alabama with that thing.
And I loved it. We stayed in this like big beach house, and I was with my cousin, and we started shining that laser pointer all over these kids that were swimming at the pool, and they got so mad. They stormed up to the beach house. There's like 10 of them, and they were screaming for us to stop.
Oh my God.
But the beach house had stilts, you know, because it floods so much. So they couldn't come in.
You were up high on stilts pointing it down at them.
Oh yeah.
Come and get it. Come and get it, little suckers. Damn, you riled up a whole pool full of kids in Alabama. That's a story. Story I haven't heard before in my life.
Yeah, it's new.
Finally some new content on the show. We keep going over old treaded ground. That was something I've never heard, so thank you.
That's just my life, a little taste of life, Austin.
Yikes. Well, that's good. All right, well, on that note, let's go to the Civil War. Ganesh, we're in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Excuse me.
This is called Living Under Siege.
Okay.
A low rumbling sound fills the air. It sounds like thunder, but you know that it's really Union cannons. They boom night and day, shelling your city of Vicksburg, Mississippi. You hold tightly to the hand of your sister, Anna. She's only 12 years old, 6 years younger than you.
Hey, we're legal.
That's true. With your mother dead and your father serving in the Confederate Army, you're all the family she has. You have almost become used to the shelling over the past few weeks.
Hey, we can relate to a parent who's maybe disagrees with us politically. Potato, potato.
You think this book has that kind of nuance in it?
No. I whispered to my sister, these are the good guys shelling us. Don't worry.
They're here to save us.
They may kill Dad, but it's for the best.
You miss your husband.
Oh my God!
It's Ganesha's attempt at a Vicksburg accent.
I'm with my husband, who's off serving with the Confederate Army. You'd been married only a few weeks before he had to leave for.
Oh damn! War. So not only are we legal, we are married to a Confederate soldier.
I thought
we're we're 18. We're an 18-year-old woman married to a racist Confederate soldier. So fingers crossed, he bites the dust and we can get out of town. You know what I'm saying?
You never thought it would come to this. In May, Confederate soldiers fought off two Union attacks. Then Union General Ulysses S. Grant ordered a siege of Vicksburg. He's blocking supplies from entering the city and trying to blast it into surrender.
Whoa.
With its location on the Mississippi River, Vicksburg is important to the Confederate defense. If the city falls, the Unions will take a big step forward, choking off an already undersupplied Confederate army. General John Pemberton commands the 20,000 soldiers who defend the city from the much larger Union force. It's getting too dangerous to stay here, even if we hide in the cellar, Anna reminds you. Almost all the other women and children have fled to the caves.
Yeesh. That's an option. Can we do that?
You know she's right. Few people have died during the shelling, but thousands have taken shelter in caves, dug in the hills near the city. You don't want to leave your home. The thought of living in the cold, damp cave seems almost too terrible to bear.
Yuck, and the Wi-Fi sucks.
We can either stay in our home or we can go to the caves.
Let's go to the caves. I'd rather live in a cave right now than 2021 Vicksburg, Mississippi.
All right. Well, yeah, let's see what's going down in the caves. Maybe there's going to be a scene like The Descent. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah. The rest of his Choose Your Adventure is us just fighting mutant cave people.
That's a good one.
The Descent's pretty spooky. It's scary stuff.
You've seen that? You don't even like a horror movie, but you've seen that one? That's like maybe one of the most terrifying movies I've seen.
I have seen The Descent. I watched it on TV in a bright room.
That's how it all kind of evens it out. That's how I saw The Ring for the first time, was in a big bright room.
I can watch those movies in a well-lit room on a TV with other people where I can just be like, ha, this movie is silly.
This is a movie, right? Oh, this is not real.
Yeah, I watch every movie like our friend who thought Paranormal Activity was a documentary. I'm like, is this real?
Who thought that?
Oh. When they were leaving Paranormal Activity, he was like, I can't believe they got all that on video. I think it was with Chris. And Chris was like, are you stupid? This is a fucking movie.
You and Anna quickly pack a few things. You take what little food you have. You each bring a change of clothes, blankets, and a few small valuables. The city streets are all but deserted. As you make your way to the caves, small cooking fires burn outside the caves as you look for a spot to settle.
Is this the cave?
This won't be so bad, you say hopefully, though you don't really believe it. The caves are bustling with activity.
Ooh, it's like The Matrix 2. They go underground. They're playing those drums.
Yeah, can we get that drum music from The Matrix? It's like a fucking party down here in the cave.
It's the last night of our lives. One of Anna's school friends, Edward, sees you and comes running over. Hi, Anna, he says excitedly. Did you hear? General Pemberton has asked civilians to search for unexploded Yankee shells. Our soldiers need the gunpowder inside. Do you want to help me find some?
Yeah, hey, kids, go find some unexploded shells around these caves.
No, I don't want to do that at all. Is that a choice?
Anna looks at you, her eyes bright with interest. You can tell she wants to go. Going out to look for shells could be dangerous. We can either go look for shells or we can refuse to look for shells.
Ah, fuck it. Let's do it. I don't have anything to live for. I'm in a goddamn cave in Mississippi. Let's go find some explosives. Right? What do you want to do, Shane? Do you agree with
that? That's fine. I don't care.
Good episode.
I guess we should do our part to help the army, you say. But it'll be dark soon. Let's go in the morning. Oh, great, says Edward. Sure enough, he's back at dawn, ready to go. The three of you make your way out into the abandoned city streets. You see a few people searching, but nobody has found anything. Suddenly, Edward shouts. He has found a large, unexploded mortar shell.
Oh, dear.
He's riding it like a fucking bucking bronco.
Daddy!
Look what I found!
To kicking it.
The three of you stand looking at it. It's going to be heavy, Edward says. Help me carry it. Wait, you say, hesitant. You know how powerful this weapon is. Suddenly, you don't want anything to do with it. Maybe we should just tell a soldier where it is. Don't be silly. This is what we came out here for. The army needs gunpowder. Are you going to help me or not? Are we going to help him or not?
No.
No.
You don't want to help him?
No.
All right.
No. Simple. Two letters. N-O. No. I want him to explode himself.
No, this doesn't feel right, Edward. Leave it alone. Edward frowns. Huh, this is what I get for going shell hunting with a couple of girls. Fine, I'll bring it back myself.
Damn.
He bends over to lift the shell.
And his pants rip and he farts and then the shell blows up.
Now that's a sight.
Don't, you shout as you and Anna back up. Kaboom.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Peace out, Edward.
The shell explodes as Edward lifts it. The sound is deafening. You scream as you're thrown to the ground. Anna is sobbing. Edward's dead.
This is brutal as hell for an elementary school choose your own adventure. My God.
It is.
Edward's little limbs are flying all over town.
And they were wearing Edward for the rest of time.
Damn, is there more to this? Or is
a small crowd gathers, rushing you and Anna away from the scene. A piece of the shell hit your arm and it's bleeding heavily. Back in the caves, an old woman tends to your wound. She serves you and Anna a thin, foul-tasting soup that you both eat.
Oh, yeah.
Without question.
This was Edward.
You realize that the little scraps of meat in the soup are rat, but you're too exhausted to care.
Damn, a gourmand in the caves, huh? Eating local.
That's cave rat, my friend. That's a delicacy in these parts.
You and Anna survive by eating rat, mule, and whatever else you can find.
This sucks.
On July 4th, General Pemberton finally surrenders. The Yankees take control of the city.
Damn, here they come. Here they come. Derek Jeter, Mariano Rivera. Is that Jorge Posada?
A-Rod.
Hey, he's not a real Yankee. Get him out of here.
You know the memory of young Edward will haunt you forever, but at least you're alive. And that's the end.
Peace out, Ed.
Man, we thought we were in for an easy dub. We got two dubs on this.
That's right. We got, not only did we waste poor little Edward, but we got a belly full of cave rat. So I think that's a win. R.I.P. little Ed. You could have been a good boy. Who knows? But you went out and you picked up explosives out of the dirty street and you died. Boy, oh boy. Times sure were rough back then, huh? Well, we got some time. Do we want to do the third story?
You
want to
do it. I can tell you really want to do it.
Let's Here's do what it. I want to do. I'm going to put it on the line right now. I want to role play as a Confederate and I want to do everything we can to die. I want to die as fast as possible. I want to do the most embarrassing, stupid shit as a Confederate and die immediately. That's my goal in the next story. All right.
All right.
Let's take a break and come back.
So wait, hear me out here. It's still a dub if our goal is an L, right?
Yeah. If we die, that's a dub and we could go 3 for 3 on dubs tonight if we can get ourselves killed. All right, we'll be right back. That's the hat trick. That's the Civil War hat trick. We'll be right back.
Who'd have thought this is what this would be?
It's pretty. That last story was fucking brutal, man. Kid picked up an explosive and blew up. I thought this was gonna be just like, I got shot and I died in the hospital. Not like my neighborhood kid picked up a mortar and exploded. Jesus.
And I ate rats until our city caved.
Ate rats until my dumbass dad surrendered. Yikes. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is it. Last story of the bunch. We are going to try our hardest. We're going to speed run a death here for our Confederate character. See how quick we can get this guy 6 feet under. What battle are we in? We're a Confederate soldier and we are fighting in Chancellorsville.
It's the evening of April 30th, 1863 in the Confederate Army's camp near Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Hey, I've been there.
Is this tourist season yet? Or is it still...
I went to an Outback Steakhouse there.
How's their blooming?
It's as good as everywhere else.
I've been to Fredericksburg. I've gone to there was a Fuddruckers there.
Yeah, I've spent quite a bit of time in Fredericksburg. They have that McDonald's with the huge sign, so you know you're almost home. You
can see it from everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Miles away.
I bet that was there back then, too. That's how they know where they are. We approached Fredericksburg and we knew where we were because of the 1,000-foot-tall McDonald's sign glowing in the distance. All right, let's do it. Chancellorsville. Let's get blowed up.
Groups of men gather to play cards or dice, their laughter rising up over the camp. You can't join in the fun just yet. You and your friend Charles are part of a scouting unit. Your job is to keep track of Union General Joseph Hooker's army. You and Charles stand before General Thomas Stonewall Jackson and his aides.
Damn, can we take the shot? Can we take the open shot?
No, I'm going to grab Stonewall Jackson's gun and put it in my mouth and blow my brains out.
Is that an option, Kinesh? Turn to page 6 if you want to grab the commander's gun and blow your brains out.
If this doesn't, this won't kill Stonewall Jackson, but it will fuck him up.
No, here's what we're going to do. You're going to blow your brains out with your head backed up into his.
And just right before you do it, you look him in the eye and say, double kill. Double
kill. Get running, Ryan. Monster kill.
Kill. He's especially interested in any roads that run west just to the south of the Union line. Well, Hooker had at least 50,000 men camped near Chancellorville, sir. And probably more on the way, you tell Jackson. Chancellorville, is that a town?
See, you never thought you'd be doing a Stonewall Jackson on this show, I bet.
Make him sound like a guy who got shot after coming back from a dump.
I don't say the first voice would have been a good Stonewall Jackson.
No, sir, Charles answered. It's the Chancellor family's farmhouse. It's at the intersection of several roads along the Orange Turnpike, about 11 miles west of Fredericksburg.
It's got this big McDonald's sign.
Look for the dollar menu.
Jackson nods slowly and dismisses you. Get some sleep, men, he adds. That's an order. As the two of you walk away...
Now I gotta go take a dump.
Sir, yes, sir.
As the two of you walk away, you sigh with relief. Jackson is a gruff and intimidating man. The Confederate Army is confident. They've whipped the Union again and again. Now the largest armies of the Union and the Confederacy are moving closer. The outcome of the war could be soon decided. Come on. I know where we can get in on a poker game. You go ahead, you say. Tomorrow, Lee will split his forces. A huge risk. But we can either go with the main force or we can march with Stonewall Jackson to attack the Union flank.
All right. Mm-hmm. What do we think is going to kill us the fastest?
Well, I still think that this book is going to put us in the position of killing Stonewall Jackson.
So you think we should follow him?
Yeah.
Hold on. Wait a second. Before we go any further. Let me just.
Are you looking up if he died at Chancellorville?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, we're following Stonewall Jackson.
Let's do it.
He died of injuries sustained at Chancellorville.
His own guy shot him, famously.
We're going with Stonewall. We're following the man, Stonewall Jackson.
All right. Long before dawn, the next morning, May 1st, you're back on your horse. Charles is at your side. The two of you are scouting ahead of Jackson and his force of about 30,000 men. General Lee has sent him to attack the Union near Chancellorville. Later that morning, you reach Tabernacle Church, about 6 miles east of Chancellorville. You got some people digging some trenches. Jackson orders the troops to join his force. The combined forces continue marching. By nightfall, the troops are camped about 2 miles south of Chancellorville. General Lee joins him. Before dawn the next morning, Charles shakes you awake. We're moving again, he says. Jackson's marching roundabout through the woods to stay undercover. He's planning to attack the Yankees by surprise. By 7:30, you're back on the road. General Lee remains at the camp. The march goes smoothly, except for an attack by Union soldiers at the rear of the column.
Yeah.
By late afternoon, Jackson's troops are in position just outside the Union camp. They're hidden in an area of thick, tangled trees and the brush called the Wilderness. You stand by Jackson as he
makes... I'm familiar. I've heard of the Wilderness.
As he makes his final preparations, the men will charge at the unsuspecting Yankees from the cover of trees. Jackson will need good officers by his side.
Yeah. Oh, I've got a plan for you, Stonewall. I'll be right next to you.
We can either join the lines or we can stay by Stonewall Jackson's side.
I want to stay as close as I can to Jackson.
I want to get inside that coat.
I got my eyes on Stonewall.
You stay with Jackson and his aides as he orders the attack. Together you watch as Confederate troops storm out of the woods. The Yankees are caught by surprise as the loud rebel yell rings out over the field. The Union soldiers desperately try to organize themselves and form a defense. A few succeed, but most aren't ready in time. The attack is fast and furious. Press forward! Jackson shouts. The Yankees turn and run. They leave rifles, equipment, and dead and wounded soldiers behind them. as the sun sets, Jackson's troops chase the Yankees until the growing darkness stops them in their tracks. Some soldiers are made along the Orange Plank Road to watch for Yankee scouts or straggling soldiers. Jackson wants to continue to ride forward closer to the lines. We can either go with him.
Oh, yeah, we're going.
I want to be as close as I can to Stonewall Jackson in this moment.
You ride on the Orange Plank Road behind the general and his aides. Jackson is eager to continue pressing the Yankee line.
I got my finger on the trigger.
You're just riding behind him, pointing a gun at him. Whoops.
One false move, Stonewall. You're mine.
You can hear Union soldiers ahead.
It's not safe for you here, General,
cautions one of Jackson's aides. Reluctantly,
I'm behind him, whispering in his ear. Keep pushing, General. Get closer.
The general agrees. You turn your horses and make your way back towards your line. As you cross Old Mountain Road, you sense some movement ahead of you. But before you can call out, gunfire follows. A man to your left slumps and falls from his horse.
Hell yeah.
Cease firing, shouts someone in your group. You're firing into your own men.
Uh-oh. And his pants are filled with shit.
Oh, he just pooped, too. He smells really bad.
You realize what has happened. The soldiers guarding the road have confused your group for Yankee cavalry.
Oh, man.
You leap from your horse. After the shooting stops, you see several men gathered around a figure lying on the ground. With horror, you realize it's General Jackson. He's been hit once in the right hand and twice in the left arm. Damn, that killed you back then?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. This man had weak arms.
Get a stretcher, you shout. The general is hit.
We start teabagging him.
Are you hurt?
GG.
Should have kept team kills turned off, buddy.
Are you hurt badly, sir? You ask.
I just took a dump.
I fear my arm is broken, he replies. A doctor and one of Jackson's aides bandaged his wounds. You feel helpless as Jackson is loaded onto a stretcher and carried away.
Hey, Doc, let's try some bloodletting on this guy, huh? Maybe that'll work. Got some leeches we can put on his eyes or something?
Doc, before you take him, can I hold his gun for a second?
Now all you can do is pray that Jackson will be all right. Yada, yada, yada. A couple days later, seems like the doctors believe General Jackson was going to recover. But he develops pneumonia and dies.
Ouch.
Damn.
Yeah, you win some, you lose some there, Stonewall.
That's the end.
Bye-bye. That's three dubs, baby. That's a
three
big dub.
Freaking dubs.
That's even better than I dreamed of. I thought maybe we would die, but instead we got to witness the death of Stonewall Jackson. Yeah. Who knew? Well, adios, big boy. We'll tear down your statue for 150 years.
For the record, totally called it.
You did. Honestly, thank you. I'm glad we read that part. I didn't want to, but now it feels like it put a nice little button on this episode, huh? Damn, that's it. That's that. We read it all. We did the Civil War. We fought it. We won. Jeez. We got enough material here. It's going to be a short episode.
For supplemental info, fans can check out Ken Burns's Civil War documentary.
Yeah. And for more information on the Yankees, Ken Burns's baseball. That's it then. That's the end of the episode. Hey, we did it. Let's revel in our wins. We're all doing dabs on screen right now. You can't see it, but we are. We do that every episode, actually, at the end. But today, they're even more enthusiastic. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Chris Lindquist for our beautiful artwork. Thanks to Morris Reese for our tremendous music. You can find us at letsstopthere.com. You know the deal. You pay for this show. You know how to find us. Give us a call at 567-309-0357. We'll play your voicemail on the air and reply to anything you say. And that's it. Go to our store at TeePublic and buy some shit. Hoodies, mouse pads, babies' bonnets. I don't know what they got there. That's the end of the episode. Everybody say bye and wave.
Bye. Ta-ta.
Bye. Bye-bye. TTFN.